It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. The man who police say was drunk and behind the wheel of the vehicle that struck and killed hockey star Johnny Gaudreau and his brother Matthew will spend another week in jail before a court appearance next week. The update from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
Defendant Sean Higgins appeared via video before Judge Michael Silvano in Woodbury for a detention hearing. Both the prosecution and defense asked for more time, so Judge Silvano ordered Higgins to remain in custody and scheduled to appear again next Friday.
Based upon a conference that we had before going on the record this morning, it's understood that this matter is going to be adjourned until September the 13th.
Higgins, who is a member of the Army National Guard and currently on leave from his job at the Addiction Counseling Center Gaudenzia, is facing two counts of homicide by vehicle, driving under the influence, and related charges in the deaths of Johnny and Matthew Gaudreau. Higgins told police he had five or six beers before hitting them on a Salem County road August 29th. Gloucester Catholic is hosting a vigil for the brothers at the school Friday night, and the funeral is scheduled for Monday at St. Mary Magdalene in Media, Delaware County.
The service will also be live streamed by the Columbus Blue Jackets, the NHL team Johnny Gaudreau had spent the last two seasons with in the NHL. A plan is coming together to get the city of Chester out of bankruptcy. But as KYW's Justin Udo tells us, the city's largest creditor says they've been left out of those talks for those plans, and they fear retirees may lose their benefits.
Me personally, it makes me sad and angry.
Alan Davis is a retired captain with the Chester Police. He's upset that the retiree committee has not been included in the city's bankruptcy filing. Davis, who was shot in the line of duty in 2016 and placed on disability, says the retiree committee is the city's largest creditor, and he's worried that by being left out of the bankruptcy talks, they'll lose their benefits.
A lot of people rely on their pensions. There are a lot of widows of, like, officers killed in the line of duty. That's their only source of income and health insurance. Most of us are at the age where we need health insurance.
He says what they want through these proceedings is pretty simple.
Hopefully the receiver wants to engage with us and we can work collaboratively.
Calls to the Chester City receiver from KYW News Radio were not immediately returned. After the University of the Arts suddenly shuttered its doors earlier this year, state Democrats say they're moving to prevent schools of higher education from leaving their stakeholders empty-handed in the future. We have more from KYW's Matt Coughlin.
The Pennsylvania state budget now includes demands of higher education designed to stop abrupt closures like the one that gutted the University of the Arts community earlier this year.
It is not normal for hundreds of people to be fired over Zoom via a scripted speech. Right. It's not normal for students to have to start the process of reapplying to colleges and re-auditioning for programs within days.
That's Alex McFadden, who graduated from the University of the Arts in the spring and interned in State Representative Ben Waxman's office. In the wake of the closing, Waxman and others ensured provisions in this year's budget closed what they saw were holes in the state law that left university students and staff floundering after the university closed.
There was no clear procedures for closure that were required. There were no the preservation of records and plans, as well as just notification and accountability.
The state budget now sets a deadline of July 1st, 2026, for the Board of Education to create standard procedures for schools of higher learning.
Those procedures are meant to protect students and staff by creating plans for further educating students, preserving academic records, and proper notification and compensation for employees. Legislation to increase bike safety in Philadelphia among a flurry of bills introduced today as City Council began its fall session. KYW's City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Lowe reports.
Council President Kenyatta Johnson sponsored a bill to prohibit any vehicle stopping in bike lanes, which drew applause from a sizable contingent of bike safety advocates who also testified at the meeting. Johnson says drivers may not realize the jeopardy they put bikers in when they pull over into a bike lane.
When you park in the lane, it causes the bicyclist to go out into the traffic. There lies the vulnerability of a person actually getting hit.
Mayor Sherelle Parker chose not to veto a bill in June that would ban no-bid contracts with nonprofits. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your drive experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.